Morning.
I would like to consider for just a moment a few questions that I struggled with for a long time, and I'm not sure, haven't fully found myself at the place I need to be. But the first question that I struggled with was, who am I serving? What controls me? What do I base my decisions on? What do I consider when I'm, say, buying clothes, a vehicle, anything like that? What aspects am I considering? Am I allowing the people around me to control my decisions? Am I just trying to fit in and look good? Or am I seriously considering what God's opinion is? Because really, that's all that matters. And before I go on, I want to say that peer pressure can definitely be a positive thing. But if that is what is controlling us, even if it is good Christian friends, it should still be God's voice we're listening to, not their voice, not just their voice. And it can be so easy to be thinking, you know, is it going to look good? What are people going to think? And not even consider what the right thing to do is. And it can be mostly subconscious, at least for me. And John 12, verse 42 and 43. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also, many believed on him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. They missed Jesus' blessings for the praise of the people in their day. And I don't know if they ever did confess him later. It doesn't say. But instead of accepting Jesus, they continued their lives the way they were living for the praise of men. And I think they regretted it later. And instead of living a life like this, it's a very miserable life, because you're never quite satisfied. Instead of living like this, let's lay it all down, and as Psalms 37, verse 3 says, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily you will be fed. God has incredible opportunities available for us if we only turn and trust in him. 1 Samuel 30, verses 3 to 6, I'd like to look at as well. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam and the Jezreelite, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And I'd like to encourage us to encourage ourselves in the Lord our God, that he is with us, and that is what matters. Like with David, they were going to stone him, but David turned to God instead of letting the people around him take him down. Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Again, God is encouraging us that he is the one we are supposed to be serving, not him. God wanted Jeremiah to trust him and not worry about the people, because they were in God's hands. And I think God is calling us to the same place, to trust him and not in what people think or what people are going to do. Psalm 118, verse 8 and 9 is another one. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. 34, 8 as well. You don't have to turn to all these unless you want to. O taste and the see and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. And I don't know if it can get better than that. God's blessings just don't get better than anything we can find. We might feel like we're successful, you know, people respect us, or if we feel like we're if we feel like we are successful in the realm of our reputation, you know, you're still missing it if God isn't your focus. And I've never heard of anyone, I haven't been around real long, but I've never heard of anyone that ever regretted putting his entire trust in the Lord. When someone lives for the glory of God, he will not need the praise of men. It's not like he won't appreciate it, but that's not will not be what he runs on. There's, in God's eyes, there's no need to be pretending to be something you aren't. You don't have to impress the Lord. There's no you don't have to try to get the Lord to like you. He already loves you, and he's waiting to give you his blessings. And it's up to you to give him your life. And when you turn from focusing on those around you and give up your life to him, your Creator will be with you. And I think you also find that when you do this, when your focus is on Jesus, your other relationships around you will also improve. Because when you allow your friends, when you allow the people around you to really see who you are and not just the person you're putting on and just be genuine, they'll feel more free to do the same thing. And I think we all like to relate to real people, not just actors. God made you, not the person you're putting on. And I think he can do a better job of creating than most of us. No, I know he can. Just allow God to shape you into what he wants you to be. Because as, I'm going to turn to Ephesians chapter 1. I really like this passage. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. God has chosen you before the beginning of the world to be holy and without blame. Verse 5. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to his good to the good pleasure of his will. God has also offered adoption to us. Verse 5, verse 6. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. God has accepted you when you if you have turned to him. And and says accepted in the beloved. I think he also is offering acceptance among other believers too. Verse 7. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. He has redeemed us and forgave us by the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. He is also giving us wisdom to go forward in life and is guiding us. Let's jump down to verse 11. In whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. He is also giving us an inheritance, and it keeps getting better, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. I think there is a place of great peace when we can come and we can let God deal with it all. And there's nothing better than putting your entire life into simply serving your Creator and being willing to let God deal with the rest, because the glory of our Creator should really be all that matters to us. God bless you.